Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
And I wanted to start off this morning, and you just heard a little bit of it in Crosstalk with Tommy Tucker. There's a lot of confusion on this issue, and I think it's done intentionally. And we're conflating a number of issues about the rights of individuals in this country. And there seems to be this consternation about immigration enforcement and what is due process relative to immigration enforcement. And I think the best way to allay the fears of the community is for everybody to just be brutally honest, is to understand the law so that when individuals attempt to mislead you about what they feel or believe the due process rights should be in immigration, you'll know better. You will not be misled. Anyone who claims that non-citizens, otherwise known as aliens, and that's what they're called in immigration law, are entitled to the full panoply of constitutional rights enjoyed by you and I as citizens of this country are wrong, and they are trying to mislead you. Bottom line, immigration proceedings are civil matters. They are not criminal prosecutions. And there's a huge delta between the two. If aliens are being arrested and prosecuted for violation of criminal statutes, they are in fact entitled to constitutional due process rights. No doubt about that. Let there be no confusion on that issue. If they are being arrested and prosecuted for violation of state and or federal criminal statutes, they are entitled to constitutional due process rights. But the general principle in immigration law and some of the seminal cases in immigration is that an alien being removed or deported, those terms are synonymous in immigration law, by the government is not being deprived of life, liberty, or property. And that the provisions of the Constitution securing the right to trial by jury, they don't have that, prohibits unreasonable searches and seizures, that can be limited. Cruel and unusual punishment, for the most part, started out as being limited but has dissipated over the years and in court rulings. But it's why federal immigration officers do not need a warrant issued by a judge before arresting and detaining aliens for violation of the immigration law. And they are not entitled to be advised of their Miranda rights either, or to the assistance of a government-appointed lawyer. They have the right to a lawyer. They have the right to request a lawyer. But the government, if they are indigent, are not going to give them a lawyer during their deportation proceedings. And in fact, the most that the government may be compelled to do is provide a list of lawyers to these individuals if they want to seek a lawyer. Aliens, for example, cannot claim selective prosecution like citizens can, when they are contesting deportation. You are here illegally. You have no right. Federal immigration courts, for example, and this gets screwed up all the time, and it's why we have this huge tug of war going on in the manner in which we're challenging some of what is being done by the Trump administration, are not Article III courts spelled out in the Constitution. These judges, immigration judges, are not confirmed by the Senate. They are actually administrative courts within the Department of Justice. They're actually appointed by the Attorney General. So they're actually there to serve at the whim of the Attorney General. Aliens attempting to enter the U.S. have no constitutional due process rights to contest the government's denial of their entry. Aliens seeking entry to the U.S. have no First Amendment right that would somehow give them the ability to contest the government's refusal to let them in because of their views, their opinions, or other speech. There's case after case after case after case. There's examples of this by every administration where they have denied individuals based on things that they are saying to gain access to the United States. It's not a guarantee. Even aliens who are legally here inside the U.S., they do not enjoy the full panoply of First Amendment rights, for example. They can't participate in the political process. They can be given that right by individual states, but it's not guaranteed. And in fact, in the state of Louisiana, they don't have the right to vote in state and local elections. So they don't have that full panoply of constitutional rights. People speak of this as though they do. They do not. They can be limited. And in fact, most of what they are given as it relates to rights are provided to them under the immigration law, in other words, statutorily.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Divided. In fact, the Supreme Court said that a state's historical power to exclude aliens from the participation in its democratic political institutions is part of the sovereign's obligation to preserve the basic conception of a political community. So it's limited. There's not this full panoply that everybody talks about. That's what they desire. It is what the Biden administration would like to have seen happen when they're talking about immigration reform. That's what they're trying to achieve and accomplish, is to give this full panoply of constitutional protections to illegal aliens that enter the country. They have it as it relates to criminal prosecutions, but not relative to enforcement of immigration laws. So, you know, there's this really confusion about a lot of this. And in fact, under the Immigration and Nationality Act, when an alien arrives at the border, that individual can be removed without a hearing, without a review. He or she is inadmissible by an immigration officer. And there are some exceptions. For example, if one requests asylum or asserts what we hear all the time, this credible fear of persecution. if returned to their native country. And this provision can be applied to aliens who have been inside the country for less than 2 years as well. Instead of being properly admitted or paroled, had entered without inspection at the border crossing, if they're here with less than 2 years, they can be removed. There is no due process. There's none. But we don't talk about that. No one talks about that because what they're too busy doing is trying to demonize ICE and demonize the Border Patrol. And the fact of the matter is that on a bipartisan basis, these laws were put into place under the immigration laws of this country. So if an inadmissible alien attempts to enter or makes it into the country illegally, but is found and detained within 2 years, that alien can be removed without a hearing or any other proceeding. Plain and simple. There's also expedited removal proceedings for aliens convicted of a specified list of criminal offenses. So let's say they get all of their constitutional rights and they are convicted of misdemeanor shoplifting. It's one of the enumerated offenses. They can be deported, removed. Theft. Possession of felony firearms, drug offenses, domestic violence, stalking, child abuse, terrorism, espionage. All examples under 8 U.S.C. 1228 where they can be removed and deported. No hearing, no due process. You don't hear anybody talking about that, do you? In fact, the Secretary of Homeland Security can order the removal of an alien who is not a permanent resident alien. And the only limitation on the authority of the Secretary to the Secretary of Homeland Security is that the order cannot be enforced for 14 calendar days, and the alien must be given reasonable notice of the charges and a reasonable opportunity to inspect the evidence and rebut the charges, but not a full panoply of constitutional due process. You don't hear about that either, do you? So when we see these things going down, and let's assume for a moment that the Homeland Security agent or the Border Patrol agent understands the individual that they're looking for, knows the individual that they're looking for, knows the status, knows the difficulties, but most importantly, knows the deficiencies as it relates to the provisions provided for under immigration law. There are no due process requirements in many cases. In many cases. Once outside that two-year statutorily granted grace period, aliens in this country are entitled to the due process of a hearing in an administrative court system, not an Article III court. I got texts here saying that Judge Boasberg would like to have a word with you. Yeah, he's been reversed almost every time. So he's got nothing to say. Such immigration court proceedings are conducted by the Executive Office for Immigration Reviews, an agency inside the Department of Justice. And that court or that review was set up in 1983. And they adjudicate these cases under the delegated authority by whom? The Attorney General. Immigration judges are employees of the Justice Department, right? They're not these Title III courts. Everyone believes that they can go running to federal court. Federal court does not have any original jurisdiction in immigration cases. Deportation orders issued by immigration judges, they're enforced by ICE, right? And these immigration judges, they're really acting as delegates of the Attorney General. These officers are statutorily created, and their powers and duties, some of their powers and duties are given to them by Congress and some of them by the Attorney General. themselves. We've seen this whole hoopla reported in the news about, well, the attorney general says that she has the authority to do this, that, or otherwise. Yes, she does. There's no doubt about it. And when they have these deportation orders, this is the big problem, and nobody talks about this either. Once a deportation order is issued by an immigration judge, that individual who is to be deported has 60 days to file an appeal with the relevant court. The Federal Circuit Court of Appeals have jurisdictions over a number of these cases. 60 days. Once that passes and that alien encounters immigration and is getting removed pursuant to the deportation order, they have no due process rights after that period of time. They are ineligible, even though the government delayed in enforcing the order. So it doesn't matter. And under the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, Rule 4A1A, no court shall have jurisdiction to hear any cause or claim by or on behalf of any alien arising from the decision or action by the Secretary of Homeland Security to commence proceedings, adjudicate cases, or execute removal orders against any alien. Then there's the temporary protected status. Aliens whose TPS has been revoked have no due process rights to contest that revocation and can be removed immediately from the country. There have been a series of cases, and this is where the Venezuelans with Tren de Aragua and others have come up, where the U.S. Supreme Court has stayed district court rulings on this issue. And Boasberg and others have been slapped down as it relates to the exercise of authority that they don't have. Now, I could go on and on and on and on. But let's go to the ACLU. What do they say? Right? They say, stay calm, don't run, don't argue, don't resist, don't obstruct the officer, even if you believe your rights are being violated. Keep your hands where police can see them. Don't lie about your status or provide false documents. What do they say about your rights? Yes, you do have the right to remain silent and do not have to discuss your immigration or citizenship status with police, immigration agents, or other officials. It's a general rule. Anything you tell an officer can later be used against you in immigration court. If you are not a U.S. citizen and an immigration agent requests your immigration papers, you must show them if you have them with you. If an immigration agent asks if they can search you, you do have the right to say no. And you, if agents, they do not have the right to search you or your belongings without your consent or probable cause, right? If you're over 18, you know what they suggest? Carry your papers with you at all times. If you don't have them, tell the officer that you want to remain silent and that you want to consult a lawyer. And you got to go about contacting your family or whoever else in order to get the lawyer, because the government's not going to provide a lawyer to you unless they're investigating you for a violation of a state or federal criminal statute. Now, some of the exceptions are really interesting. You know, got all these people talking about due process. In some states, you must provide your name to law enforcement if you are stopped and told to identify yourself. If you are driving and you're pulled over, the officer can require you to show your license, your vehicle registration, and proof of insurance. You want to know why they run? Because they've been told that they can ask you for that, and if you don't have any of that, you are probably going to get hooked up by ICE and or Border Patrol. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't care what your status is. I want you to have a driver's license and insurance. and a vehicle registration. I want you and everybody else to suffer the same burdens that we have to suffer, the same costs that we have to suffer, and there should be no exceptions. I have no empathy or sympathy for individuals that violate these rules. Because it all comes back to haunt you when they hit you and they're not insured and you're sitting there paying the freight, and then you're going to end up paying increasing your premiums for auto insurance for a period of at least 3 years. And your numbers probably, if you're insured here, are already exorbitant and off the rails. Is that a lot to ask for? I don't think so. If you are arrested by the police, you have a right to a government-appointed lawyer. That's true. There's a difference. If you're being arrested for a violation of a criminal statute set forth by the state and or the federal government, you are. You have the full panoply of the constitutional rights, like any other citizen, but not in the enforcement of immigration rules and laws. You don't hear people talking about that at all. So I wanted to just point that out, you know, we've got people wanting to video and everything else and put it out on the social media only to create pressure, only to create confusion, only to attack, officers that are upholding the Constitution and laws of the federal government. And then our law enforcement officers, when I took the oath of office, it was the Constitution and laws of the United States, the Constitution and laws of the state, and the Constitution and or the laws and ordinances of Jefferson Parish. There wasn't an asterisk. There wasn't an exception. That's not how it works. And these folks that are saying that, well, we don't really understand the strategy of Border Patrol and or ICE. Really? Is anybody really worried about the strategy that's deployed by law enforcement and other law enforcement actions that they partake? I don't see this hue and cry in the streets of our country worrying about folks being arrested for violations. Right? I don't see that at all. Why are we carving out this special exception here? It's kind of weird to me. I don't really quite understand why there's this big concern. You came across the border. You know you did it wrong. You know you violated the rules. And now you want to be afforded a whole panoply of protections unique to citizens of this country. And in the immigration field, it's civil in nature. Hopefully that clears up some of the questions that folks had and the reasons why things are done the way they are done. And, you know, Tommy interviewed an immigration lawyer, and if you notice one thing, he focused on right to remain silent. There is that right. There is an exception if the immigration officer asks you. You know, nobody's making the distinction between immigration and the law enforcement folks, right? There's no Miranda warning that you have to give if they're enforcing immigration laws. And they immediately went to, this is a humanitarian issue. They rebuilt New Orleans. Well, that then provides a cloak that I think all of us would enjoy having. You know, if we worked hard to bring back the place that we call home, right? We all did. Then we should be afforded all kinds of rights and privileges as though the same thing that these folks are looking for in civil nature as well, because we don't get them. We don't get those in a civil nature. They do. We don't. In many respects. So this special class that's trying to be created in order to stoke the emotions of people that are not well grounded in fact. Change the law, but don't criticize ICE and Border Patrol for doing their job. Because who's next? We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.